Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, May 29th. Second show of the day here for y'all. So the inspiration for this one comes from our good friends over at Pro Football Focus, PFF, Jim Wyman and Dalton Wasserman. They took a look at all 32 teams in the NFL, took a look at a lot of different aspects of these teams, but they predicted whether they would hit their over-under on wins for the 2024 NFL season. The Jaguars over and under set at 8.5 wins. And look, PFF, this article, this is the latest example of national media being down on the Jaguars in 2024, leaning towards the Jaguars winning less games in 2024 than they have won in each of the last two seasons, each of the seasons with Doug Peterson at head coach and Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. So that's why I wanted to take a look at this here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here. Shout out to all of our channel members. Really help support what we're doing. Could not be doing this without y'all. So thank you. So this is what PFF had to say about the Jacksonville Jaguars, their kind of summary of the Jaguars before taking the under on the Jaguars' 8.5 win over-under, right? The Jaguars collapsed mightily down the stretch last season, losing 5 of their last 6 games, their one win being against the lowly Panthers, costing them their AFC South lead and missing the playoffs altogether. While this losing streak coincides with Trevor Lawrence trying to play through a high ankle sprain and many other injuries, they should point out, he should be at full health ahead of 2024. However, this defense is very flawed, particularly up front. And with quarterbacks like CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson, and Will Levis potentially on the rise, this could lead to a team playing a lot of catch-up. If the Jaguars aren't careful, they could find themselves at the bottom of a division they were expected to dominate for the next half decade. Wow. So again, they took the under. 8.5 wins, took the under, so they think the Jaguars will win 8 or less games. A, it wasn't just Trevor Lawrence that was injured, and it wasn't just a high ankle sprain. He was dealing with quite a few injuries at the end of last year. We've talked about ad nauseum the injuries the Jaguars were dealing with down the stretch. They were injured literally everywhere on this roster. B, I can understand if you want to poke holes in the Jaguars' secondary. I've done the same thing. I think that they should add another veteran quarterback corner to settle things up. But in what way is the defensive front very flawed? I'd probably like them to add one more edge to set it over the top. But to say that that is a very flawed defensive front is mind-boggling to me. You've added Eric Armstead to a group that already features Josh Allen, who was a legitimate defensive MVP candidate, not saying he should have won, but was one of the top 5 defensive players in the league last year. Trayvon Walker, who is on the rise and put up 10 sacks last year. A healthy Devon Hamilton, who's already making plays in OTAs, looking like himself, 320 pounds, and able to move incredibly well at that size. Roy Robertson Harris is a depth piece. Mason Smith as a depth piece, Jordan Jefferson as a depth piece. and Travis Gibson, who is a good football player, who has produced with Bill Shuey as his position coach. Guess who's his position coach this year? Bill Shuey. So to say this defensive front is very flawed is really just shocking to me. I think it's going to be one of the strengths of the team. And then looking at why I kind of wholly disagree with this take that the Jaguars will win less than 9 games, again, after doing so in each of the last 2 seasons, you know, Lawrence and the Jaguars, through the back half of 2022, again, 2022 was his first year in this new system, first year trying to get over the scars of Urban Meyer and the train wreck that he brought to Jacksonville. So again, back half of week of 2022, week 9 on, through the time when he had to leave the game against the Cincinnati Bengals, right? The Jaguars were 15-5 over those 20 games. 28 total touchdowns, 9 interceptions. And those stats don't even do him justice because they're like 10 touchdown throws that should have been caught that were dropped, or just receivers not in the right place at the right time. Or receivers couldn't get their feet down in bounds when they clearly should have been able to as highly paid NFL receivers. Now, I'm not sitting here and saying Trevor Lawrence can't improve. There are certainly areas of his game that he can improve, and most notably the fumbles, which he fumbles a ton. Other than that, though, Lawrence was absolutely balling out when healthy, making plays on the move, managing the pocket extremely well, best deep ball thrower in the game last year. So I just think there's a disconnect with how folks see Trevor Lawrence and what he actually is. What he actually is, when healthy, in this Doug Peterson offense.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is a bona fide, at minimum, top 10 quarterback. Again, the Jaguars were 15-5 over a 20-game stretch with 28 total touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Now you give him a more vertical offense with more receiving talent, Brian Thomas Jr., Gabe Davis, a healthy Christian Kirk. Evan Ingram is still there to catch passes, and he's looked fantastic through OTAs as well. You upgrade the offensive line with 2 good players, Mitch Morse, a huge upgrade at center, and then Ezra Cleveland, who got injured, like many other Jaguars, as soon as he got to Jacksonville last year, he upgrades your talent at offensive line as well. You add depth along the offensive line, and Morse and Cleveland, they should really help the run game and pass pro. Then on the defense, again, you added Eric Armstead, Mason Smith, Jordan Jefferson, a healthy Devon Hamilton, Travis Gibson, and a whole bunch of speed and talent to the secondary. They are more equipped to play the type of coverages that Ryan Nielsen's going to want to play, man heavy. And again, you bring in Ryan Nielsen, who should represent a massive upgrade over what you got out of Mike Caldwell. Like, no offense to Mike Caldwell, who I liked, thought he was a good guy. Ryan Nielsen has the track record, right? Like when he was co-defensive coordinator in New Orleans, tremendous results. First opportunity as a, you know, defensive coordinator all on his own in Atlanta last year. That football team rapidly improved on defense. Did a great job against the Colts and Texans, by the way. And there were defense that got off the field on third down and were great in the red zone. What more can you ask for, right? And I think that the Jaguars, talking about the extension of the defensive front, I think they might have one of the best linebacker rooms in the whole league. And they should, by the way, with all the investment they have made at off-ball linebacker, they absolutely should have one of the best linebacker rooms in the league. But Devin Lloyd, in this defense, with the intentionality he has had this offseason, you can tell the way he looks out there, physically and mentally. Watch out. And they've got good depth at linebacker as well. But this is going to be a more talented, better coached team, more experienced team, especially at the most important position, quarterback, than either of the two squads that won 9 games in each of the last 2 seasons. And again, the Jaguars, over a 20-game stretch, middle of 2022 to when Trevor Lawrence really goes down with multiple injuries in 2023. 15-5. They are more talented now than the teams that did that. But they're going to be worse. You know, folks can keep sleeping on the Jags. I know not everyone is. There's some people out there that think the Jaguars are a legitimate playoff team. But the Jaguars are best when underrated. They are. And right now, they are massively underrated. I think that there is easy upward mobility to see, not only from like what happened at the end of the last year with the debacle. Like, it was a disastrous end of the season with a lot of injuries and other issues, you know, costing the Jaguars a playoff spot, a team that had a 99% chance to make the playoffs. The run game could easily get better, and it should, again, with the additions they made and with the intentionality they're having with that run game this offseason. The young talent is there on this team, whether you're looking at quarterback, wide receiver, running back, offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, and the secondary. There's talent all over. Like I've said, Trent Baalke, he absolutely nailed the 2022 free agent class, which has some of the Jaguars' best players out of that 2022 free agent class, and he nailed the 2021 NFL draft. He has hit on every first-round pick so far. Like I said, I don't always agree with Trent Baalke. I think there's a lot of things he could have done better, but when you look at the talent on this football team, I think that they're significantly better than they were the last 2 years. So again, the coaching is there. The depth is there in a bigger way this year. And guess what? I think Doug Peterson is going to be back to run the offense, call plays. There has just been too much smoke around this. Every opportunity that Doug Peterson or Press Taylor has had to say Press Taylor will continue to call plays in 2024, they have not done that. They have left it open. And to me, that suggests Doug Peterson is going to be back calling plays and at the very least being much more hands-on with the offense because he doesn't have to go babysit the defense because Ryan Nielsen's taking care of that. Y'all can keep sleeping on the Jaguars if you want to. This is a playoff football team. And never mind the fact that they get to play probably 3 rookie quarterbacks. They get to play the Titans. They get to play the Colts, who they've beaten up on. I think this is a football team that's going to do well in their division. They're going to do well against rookie quarterbacks, and they are going to do well enough against these playoff teams that they face throughout the year that they're going to be able to punch their ticket. I really do believe that. We'll see how it plays out. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, or become a channel member. Y'all have a good one.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.